The views and opinions expressed by the participants on this show are not necessarily those of Stewart Information Services Corporation, Stewart Title, or Stewart Insurance. Before you make any investment, you should seek the advice of your investment advisor or attorney.
Whether you're a real estate broker, realtor, homeowner, buyer, or seller, everything matters when it comes to real estate. This is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. Stewart Title's Bill Knappick and guests open the door to what really matters in owning, buying, and selling real estate. And now, Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title, brought to you by Stewart Insurance. Here to inform, entertain, and inspire, Bill Knappick.
Welcome to the show. It is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I'm your host, Bill Knappick. Thank you for joining us for show number 519, right here in Houston, Texas, the fourth largest city, soon to be the third, or some are saying it already is. So simply go to stewart.com/radio. That's right. That's where you could see and hear the show. In addition, it is where the show archives reside, and you could see almost every show that we've done, except for maybe 100. In the meantime, let's get down to business. We have super guests all the way around here today. We're going to start with Leslie Lerner. Her company is Leslie Lerner Properties. In addition, she is a commissioner for TREC, the Texas Real Estate Commission, and she is also a phenomenal entrepreneur with a new company and a new system we're going to hear about right here today. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Wow, that's a big lead up, huh?
So it was really big.
But you do so much in the world of real estate, and you have an appetite for business. So let's tell people, first of all, Leslie Lerner Properties.
Yes, that is my business. I've been in the real estate business for 30 plus years, and I started that one in 2013.
And then also your role as a TREC commissioner. Tell us a quick word of what that entails.
I was appointed to the Texas Real Estate Commission by Governor Greg Abbott in 2021. And the Real Estate Commission is a regulatory agency. We are charged with licensing, disciplining, and making sure the consumer is really taken care of at all times.
So I'm going to guess along the way in your role with TREC that you'll hear good things, bad things, and a whole lot of interesting things in the real estate world.
To say the least.
I had a feeling you were going to say something like that. Because, you know, regardless of commissions and regulatory entities, it is interesting real estate no matter what happens. But especially when we hear about where something goes amiss or something needs to be checked upon and that.
Correct. And TREC's main mission is consumer protection. We are a regulatory agency that looks after the consumer. So if somebody is harming the consumer in any way, that is when we get involved. A complaint can be sent to us, and we follow through with the discipline or whatever needs to be done at that point.
And that's all over the state of Texas, where they
correct.
Very interesting. Well, before we get to your new initiative, let's tell people you're doing three big things that we know of. And you have a personal life and all these other things along the way. However, how do you balance so many things in the world of real estate?
Just being organized. It's a personality, I guess. Can't sit still and trying to be organized at the same thing.
And your new initiative is called Learn More. Let's tell people what Learn More is.
Learn More is a new innovative platform that helps with contract understanding. And since I'm from Texas and since I'm in real estate, I started with real estate contracts. So we have all the Texas real estate contracts added onto our platform, and it literally goes clause by clause by clause and gives a description of what that clause means. It gives a contextual example. It gives an 8-year-old example if you still need it a little bit further, and it gives FAQs on every fact. It also translates into different languages. Our whole site actually translates, as do the contracts. So if your English is a second language, this helps you. And we have videos for every clause, too. So it says it out loud and in print.
So this is for the consumer?
Nope.
For the realtor?
It's for everybody. As we know, there's a lot of people that don't really understand everything going on in contracts. And this will help all parties of a contract. It's my goal. In my real life, I always send contracts by some sort of electronic signature platform. Many times agents do that, and they don't explain the contract to their clients. I see this as sending a link to your clients with these documents and learn more, and it explaining the documents. It also can lower some risk involved in the transaction for the consumer and for the agent or the broker that sponsors the agent.
So on your website, there's a description and demonstration. They could see how it works, correct? So
correct.
Let's tell
there
people.
Is a demo.
Yeah. Let's tell them the website.
The website is Learn More, and it's not spelled like you normally spell it. It's spelled like my last name, L-E-R-N, More, M-O-R-E, .A-I.
learnmore.ai. And I like the caption, Leslie, your helping hand to understand.
That is what it is.
That kind of rhymes too.
It's not to take the place of legal advice. It's just gives you information or an explanation of what each clause means.
So it's an aid for understanding that realtors, people buying and going through a contract can it can assist them. So if someone is interested, let's say I'm buying a house, right?
Yes.
So I sign a contract and I say to the real estate professional, hey, what does this mean? What does that mean? But in addition to that, how do I use your service as the person buying the home?
If your agent doesn't provide you with it, you're welcome to go on as a consumer as well. Right now, also, we're having beta testing time, so it's free, but it will also be available to the consumer if an agent or a brokerage or anybody that you're working with does not provide that link to you.
So for agents that may be listening, any agent in Houston can use this service to help their clients and to also have better understanding.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm gearing it for. I just see too many litigious people out there or people not being fully informed of what they're signing. I think this just gives it an extra, or it's really just an extra step in making sure that the consumer is protected and understands what they're agreeing to.
Well, that would make sense. And where did the inspiration come from to design this? Because I know last time we talked, it's been a while, but you said, hey, I have something in the works. So you've been working on this for a while. How long have you been working on it? And again, what was your inspiration?
I actually started working on it in October and rolled it out this month. And my inspiration was seeing too many bad things out there, people not understanding what they're signing. And I'm an educator by degree, and I'm just always into educating people to make the right decisions.
I'm going to guess also your role at Trek, as you saw misunderstandings perhaps abounding, perhaps even complaints in the role as a Trek commissioner, you probably thought, hey, man, this thing, people need a clearer picture of what's happening.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
Absolutely. It's just an extra layer. And the nice part of it is, too, at the end of each contract, there's a checkbox that the consumer can check that will be sent back to their agent to say that their client has read this and is knowledgeable of what is included in that contract. So me personally, I keep that in my file in case anything ever comes back later and somebody says, hey, you didn't explain this to me. And I'm like, wait, I explained it to you on the phone, I explained it to you in email, and I gave you this link.
And that's because you're so organized.
because I don't want to get in a lawsuit.
And that too, right? And of course, the example I gave as far as being a buyer and using this service, either on my own or through a realtor, if someone is selling their home, it works that way too as well.
Absolutely. It works for buyers, sellers, agents, or whoever needs it. But the nice thing is too, we've been approached by people in several different industries other than real estate who want to add this to their own platforms. So we've been approached by energy companies, sports agents, and other people, anybody that uses a contract, we can adapt to their contracts. We're also making a function or designing a function that you can upload a contract of your own, no matter what it's about, and it will help you understand that contract as well. We are also going to be adding new languages in the future.
Enter the AI component, right?
Correct.
Or it's been there since the beginning, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing what can be done these days?
It's very amazing.
And it's even better.
It's kind of scary.
It is too. But it's also great that you've been able to find a way in your experience and then harness this. I won't say AI is new, but it is a power that we're hearing so much more about this year that you've been able to incorporate that into your new business.
Correct. I think it can be helpful. And it also, I mean, you always have to check what it's doing as well. So I don't ever want to say just depend all on AI, but definitely it is helpful.
No doubt about it. So anything else on Learn More we want to tell people? The website, again, is lernmore.ai, correct?
It.
Anything else you want to tell them before we just remind people about Leslie Lerner Properties?
Go on and learn more and try it for free. It's for free right now while we're beta testing, and it's open to consumers, agents, or anybody that's interested.
In addition, you're helping buyers and sellers buy and sell real estate on a daily basis for the last many years, right?
Many years, yes.
Leslie Lerner. That too. So many things to be, I'm going to say not to be afraid of, but to embrace, right? We
Correct.
Embrace the experience. We embrace the dynamics of the market, no doubt about it. But speaking of the market, I'm going to change my question and say, knowing so much about real estate, being in the world and different perspectives that you have, how do you see it play out here in this very interesting 2024 as your analytical eye looks at the next couple months ahead?
I think there's a lot of confusion out there right now. I mean, I think people with interest rates, that's affecting our market in Houston, and inventory is affecting our market. But in general, with all of these lawsuits that we continue to hear about, I think there's a lot of uncertainty, and it's really going to depend on how the judge rules on these court cases, which I now believe the ruling will be in November. And I've heard that changes are supposed to be implemented in July. I don't know if that's going to stay July or change to November. I don't know the rollout of all this. As a TREC commissioner, and what I have been told by our staff is, which I agree with, is we're kind of slow rolling this. We are waiting to see what happens with this settlement. Since we are a regulatory agency, we have to take direction from the legislature, and we have not received that direction as of yet.
Well, Leslie, let's tell people how they can reach you if they want to buy or sell property, or if they want to learn more about Learn More.
Well, they can also go to leslielernerproperties.com or reach out to 713-489-9900. 713-489-9900.
Thank you so much, Leslie Lerner.
Thank you for having me.
As we continue, let's talk to Quentin Ferricks. The company is Ferricks Homes. Quentin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, here you are, Quentin. Building homes. You're taking a break from building homes right now to be with us here. So we appreciate that. But let's tell people about your company, Ferricks Homes.
We are a local home builder. We are out of Conroe. We build more of the northern counties, more of the Huntsville, New Waverly, Cleveland, that kind of area. We build more ranch style, farmhouse style homes. That's what we specialize in. We do build in neighborhoods and stuff like that, but we don't like to. It's too many people. We like to be out in the country, have our space and stuff. So
it sounds like you're building homes with a little elbow room.
Correct. Yes. More on acreage. And usually our primary customers, they have ranches or a family member has passed and they've gotten land and they want to build their forever home. That's kind of where we come in. We build more of the bigger style farmhouse style houses.
Well, interesting you say that, because I've explored New Waverly, Huntsville, mm-hmm. even Cold Spring every now and then
for sure.
when I'm looking for something to do. And I have a realtor might say, oh, well, I have a lot here, 5-acre mm-hmm. lot, and you could build a home on it. But I always say, well, you know, that seems like it might be more complicated than finding a home that's already there and then having the acreage. However, but then you're stuck with whatever type of home it is
Correct.
And the choices therein.
Yeah.
But maybe demystify and simplify the process to actually have the home built by your company, Ferricks Homes, let's say. Is it really that hard, or is that just the thing that people think about?
So we make it pretty simple. We're a super easygoing company. We're very hands-on. I'm the lead designer on pretty much all of our homes that we do put together. And people do kind of tend to go to the houses that are already done because it's in their budget and stuff like that. But people that are wanting a good quality home, something that they can raise their kids in, it's not falling apart, they usually come and find us that build a fully custom home. You know, they pick out
the floor. Have it the way you want it, right?
They pick out the floors, they pick out the paint color, the color roof, everything. Everything is started on a blank sheet of paper and we build from there.
And the question might be common, maybe not. How long does it take? Let's say it's a 3,000. Is that an average size? Say 3,000
square foot.
All right. Yep. So let's say I have 5 acres and hey, Quentin, I want a 3,000 square foot home and a 3,000 square foot garage, but that's me. But let's just take the home. How long is it going to take to build that home?
So that's actually what we're known for. All of our homes are built in 90 to 121 days.
Wow.
Start to finish. And I have everything to back that up. But that's why people do come to us, is because they're not on a 6 to 8 to a year waiting for their brand new custom home that they're so excited for. So,
90 days. That sounds pretty good, Quentin.
Yep, absolutely.
I think that's what we special.
But that's when you have the more personable aspect of our company starts coming in, is I'm not going to send my project manager out there to talk to you. I'm there every time. And, you know, we make sure that every selection is made before a certain stage of the project is going. So
what are some of the trends that you're seeing in homes these days? Let's say the ones you're building this month versus, say, a year or 2 years ago. What are the things people are looking for?
Well, quartz countertops are huge. Everybody's really moving away from granite. Quartz is a better material. It is a little bit more expensive, but it is a better material. It's longer lasting.
What about spray foam insulation?
We do spray foam. So we actually over insulate our houses. So we'll spray foam the attic, and then we'll actually go in and do a blown in insulation over top.
Wow.
Once the drywall is done.
So it's like living in
we have one of our customers that called me the other day, and we're actually building the house next door to that one we built a couple of years ago. And he said his highest electricity bill that he ever had was $75.
All I know is last August, I was in a 2,500 square foot home that had spray foam insulation. It was vacant. The air was hardly turned on, and it was during one of our hottest, if you remember last year, and those listening, it was so hot, but I was in the attic with the realtor saying, oh my goodness, this spray foam is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
I like it for noise too. So like we do a lot of metal roofs, and they always, you know, want to do the metal. They always want to do the spray foam, is because you still get the sound of the rain on the metal roof, but you don't have to hear it inside.
I bet that sounds awesome.
It does. It's really cool.
So of all the things you could be doing, how did you evolve into being a home builder that is building homes so efficiently and in a certain amount of time, 90 days? Wow.
So I was raised by a perfectionist.
There's a few perfectionists in the room or wannabe perfectionists.
So that was my entire childhood. I just, everything has to be a certain way. And my passion was, you know, being around people, always in the construction industry. And what a better way than building a home for a family. The biggest reason I love to build homes is when you sell your house and the realtor hands over the keys and you get to watch a family with a couple kids walk in and they already got the room picked out. That's why I get up every day and I build homes. It's not about big corporate America or something like that. It's about watching that family spend time in my house that I put together. My guys, you know, have a lot of passion that work for me, you know. So
in addition, together. I don't know. I would assume you take pictures along the way, but I think to see pure ground or trees before you clear it and then to see a home a few months later is incredible as far as the satisfaction.
It's insane. It's insane. That's, when you go find a piece of raw land, I am one home builder that I love the trees. Most of my houses, when you go and look at them, I have one that's literally hidden by trees and all you see is a driveway. Then there's another one where there's trees all the way around it. There's actually one tree I had to take out in the last house we built. I wanted to keep it so bad. It's a beautiful oak tree, but it's been there a while and a couple of the branches were starting to die. I didn't want it to fall on the house. So
the other thing I'm thinking about as a home builder and any home builder out there, there's so many things that you have to know.
Correct.
That have to be done properly with code, materials, organizing who does what, and all the team that goes into it, the different people doing the work.
Yeah.
How do you stay organized And give us a word about the complexity of that. I mean, you're conducting a certain orchestra, but the song lasts for months, and you have to make sure everything is orchestrated.
So I have a fantastic team that works with me. My business partner, he is the financial guru, and he keeps everything in track payment-wise. I order everything. But he's the one that really keeps the engine rolling money-wise, because if you know anything about owning your own business, you know, money's the most important thing about
it. Lifeblood.
To keep it going. So, and I do have a project manager. He handles majority of the projects, and I have an office assistant that makes sure all the bills are paid on time. So,
we're talking with Quentin Ferrix. The company is Ferrix Homes. What are some of the other things that you think people should know about what you're doing? And again, you're working more for those listening outside of Houston. You describe the areas pretty much northwest of, say, the center of Houston.
Yes.
But you would go other places, I'm guessing?
Oh, absolutely. We have a house going in Washington County.
Where's that?
It's on the other side of Brenham.
Oh.
So, beautiful home that's going in. Livingston is probably our new new hunting ground right now. We have some beautiful
land there.
Beautiful properties that are going for sale up there. So, I'm not opposed to building in the city. I've built in the city before. It's just, you know, trying to fit the type of house that we build within the parameters of what the city is putting out. It's just kind of the market's really not there for us, at least. So we're not big neighborhood builders.
From a business standpoint, as you look ahead till the end of the year, what's it like right now? I guess part of the challenge, other than all the materials and making it all happen and things like that, part of the challenge is the planning of when a project starts, the next project, when what's going to be complete. And I guess every now and then there might be a delay for a variety of reasons.
Correct.
But how does business look for the end of the year?
So business for the end of the year looks really good. We are projected to finish 12 homes this year, fully custom homes. Supplier-wise, I have great vendors all throughout the state of Texas. I get all my materials from. Everybody asked me about the housing market. What does the housing market do? I think the housing market really affects the kind of more of the production stop. Type builders, more of the custom home. We stay relatively busy.
You're finding the things you need to build the homes.
I do, yes. Having good lenders. Having good lenders to have your back, and I have great lenders that I deal with. And, I always get the market report from them, and they're like, hey, you know, you're good, you're solid, you know, let's keep building. So,
and Quentin, when you're not building homes, what do you do for your fun time?
I play golf. Play golf. For sure, absolutely.
There you go.
110%.
Let's tell people, if someone wants to reach out to you, Quentin Ferrix, what should they do?
Find us on Facebook. Our website is currently under construction right now. We are updating it with new builds and new software. So, find us on Facebook at Ferrix Homes. And give me a shout at 936-697-0606.
Again, the number is
936-697-0606.
Thank you so much, Quentin Ferrix.
Thank you, Bob.
Let's talk to Sarah Atterbury. Her company is called Hometown Real Estate Group. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to see you today. It's always great to talk about real estate, but let's tell people your company is called Hometown Real Estate Group. Let's tell people about it.
Well, we are out in Waller County in Hockley, and we've been open for 17 years. We're a small boutique brokerage. My mom is actually my broker, so I grew up in the industry with her, and she called me one day and said, hey, I started my brokerage and want to come work for me, and I was licensed about 3 months later and have been doing it ever since.
Isn't that great? I mean, in the real estate world, there are so many family elements, and one person started a company, a husband, wife teams, all these different things. It must be fun to work with family and to be brought on board like that.
It is. It's really fun. I mean, even growing up in the industry, I remember before MLS going and looking at the books every weekend and printing key maps to map out listings. And my husband's in the industry too. He's an inspector, and my daughter's just getting into the new home side. So we're all there.
Real estate. It's everywhere, right?
It is.
Well, as far as geographically, let's tell people what you mentioned, Waller County.
Waller County.
Where is that? For those, I think there's people that live right here in the center of Houston, downtown, or even out of state. They're wondering, hey, where's Waller County? Where is that?
We are in the northwest corner of Harris County. We are the backward seven on the map.
The backward seven.
So we are, half of Waller, the city of Waller is Harris County.
And then also Tomball. You work the Tomball area as well?
I do. Tomball.
Well, how's the market in Tomball now?
It's good.
Well, also, as you mentioned the key maps, you're making me think of years ago in the real estate world, but I'm guessing before you joined forces with your mother, you probably put up a real estate sign or two along the way. I bet she had the kids do that.
I did, yes. Those and back when we would do the flags every 4th of July in the neighborhoods, she would pay us, you know, $2 or whatever to go and do them. So I've been marketing with her since I was 8 when she got licensed.
So really, it's in your blood. As far as the areas you're now working, Waller County, are you helping more buyers or sellers right now? Or is it, say, 50-50?
I've been more on the selling side for many years. I like the listing side. So I'm all about that. I do still like to do the buyers, but it's just kind of where it fell, where it's at for me.
Well, so for example, right now, things, the market in real estate obviously is dynamic, ever changing. But if I were in your area and I wanted to sell my house, I said, hey, Sarah, what should I do? I want to put this house up for sale. How are you counseling the sellers right now to make sure that they have a great experience and they sell it in an efficient amount of time?
Well, I mean, basically telling them, I go in and I give them the tips for their individual home, you know, take these off the walls if you need to paint, and just make sure it's decluttered and that it just looks great for the photos to get people in there.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Decluttering is such a big thing because somehow I think all of us have the tendency to get more stuff.
We do. I'm actually in the process of doing a major declutter on my house and I don't know where it all came from. Why do we have so much stuff? That's,
I wonder, yeah. Well, I think we're advertised so heavily too, and that we just cave in and think we need more and more and more. But I think you're right. Decluttering is great just all the time, but especially if we're selling our home, right?
Absolutely. You have to. Because if someone walks in there and you've got stuff everywhere, they're not going to be able to visualize their stuff in the house.
Let's take, for example, as you are, think about, say, the last 5 people that you listed their homes, right? What was their reason for selling? Were they leaving the city? They wanted to get a bigger home, a smaller home, or were any of them leaving Texas?
No, none of mine were leaving Texas. They were either downsizing or upgrading, a death in the family. And then I've got my investors that are constantly turning over properties with their, you know, 1031 exchanges.
So certainly being in the business these many years, almost 2 decades, you have an investor clientele that you're working with as well.
I do, yes. I like the investing side too.
So a lot of things going on. Now let's go talk about buyers though for a minute. As far as buyers, are you seeing any buyers that are coming from out of the state of Texas?
I haven't, but I mean, I know there are. We just, with everything we've had going on with so many people moving in, most of the buyers that I've come across, they're first-time buyers. And so it's been... That's what I've seen recently.
Wow. We're talking with Sarah Atterbury. Her company is Hometown Real Estate Group. And by the way, what are some of the other than Waller County, are there any other places that you're working these days?
Yes, I do Waller County, Montgomery County, Grimes County. I've got a great listing down in League City right now. So Galveston County. I'm kind of all over the place just from doing this for so many years.
Well, where is Grimes County? I should know this.
Grimes County is just north of Waller. It touches Waller County and Montgomery County.
Now, I don't know this, but I'm going to guess, maybe you do, but as far as lower tax rates, are there areas or counties that maybe the tax rate is a little bit less than, say, right here where we're at in Houston?
Yes, Grimes County definitely has lower tax rates. Montgomery County does too, and Waller County and a lot of the areas do, especially when you don't have big neighborhoods with the mud taxes.
It sounds like an attraction to me.
It is.
What about new home construction? Are you seeing any of the big builders out there building homes in the areas you're
working?
Oh,
yes. We have so many new neighborhoods coming out in Waller and Montgomery County. And I think really over the next couple of years, I think new home sales is where it's going to be at because they're able to offer lots of incentives that buyers can't get with resale.
Yeah, it seems like they see land and it's like, okay, we're going to buy it. Let's build homes. So the area of Houston in every direction, or the market in Houston is expanding every which way.
It is, and it's bittersweet, especially being a local out there with my larger piece of land and seeing all of it. You know, it's changing, but growth, and that's where it has to go.
So where you live on a larger, you have a little elbow room at your house?
We are. We're on half an acre, but my mom lives right by us, and she's on 42 acres, so...
Well, that's a lot of room. That's almost like its own city.
It is.
The Atterbury Township, huh?
That would be great.
She's probably listening to the show, right?
I hope so.
What's her name?
Sheila Snyder.
Sheila Snyder. So we say hello to Sheila, and we're glad that she got you in the business.
Absolutely.
These many years, huh?
Me too. It's been great. It made it easy raising kids, and I homeschool, and I just got one graduating this year, so...
Well, I have to ask, if she has that many acres, are there any horses around there?
Horses and donkeys.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I did some semi research on donkeys, but donkeys, they're fascinating creatures.
They are.
Very smart, sure-footed, and they're also very emotional, too.
They are. They're fun. She got three from a rescue about 2 years ago, and they each have completely different personalities, and they're just so much fun.
Horses and donkeys, fascinating creatures.
Yes.
So they're out there roaming on those acres.
They are.
And you get to visit them and your family.
All the time.
That's right there. That sounds like a great weekend trip. I may be giving you a call, Sarah. So
absolutely.
Say, let's go check out the animals. It's got to be fascinating. Kids love it as
they
well.
They do.
So when you're not selling real estate, helping buyers and sellers, what do you do for your spare time?
I'm usually hanging out with my kids or my animals.
Well, enjoy while you have all that room, because you know, a lot of people, in fact, most people here in Houston, we don't have the luxury of even a half acre. I think just right there is a beautiful thing.
It is. Well, and growing up in Houston and then moving out to the country, being able to stretch has been very nice.
No doubt about it. So let's tell people, how are you looking? Here we are. As far as social media, let's talk about social media just for a quick second. As far as social media, do you use Facebook a lot, or is there anything that you like the best as far as marketing your
I am on Facebook profession? I do have Instagram, but honestly I forget that I have it.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And if I get too many, it's just too much to take care of, so I pretty much stick to Facebook. And for that both help? Most of mine is word of mouth and referrals anyway. So
well, see, that's the thing about being in the business for so long. I bet the referral part of your business is just that's the way to fly, right?
That's probably 98% of my business is referral based. Or past clients.
No doubt about it. So let's tell people, Sarah Atterbury, Hometown Real Estate Group. Sarah, before we close this segment, what else do you want people to know?
Well, just if you're looking to buy or sell, give us a call. My number is 713-295-1675, or you can email me at sarah@sarahsellstexas.com.
Sounds good to me. The number again is 713-295-1675.
Yep.
Thanks for being with us, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
If you're a real estate professional, then listen closely. Cyber criminals are targeting our industry. They are impersonating real estate professionals, homebuyers, sellers, and title agents. Their goal is to gain access to your inboxes, computers, and clients so they can steal information and funds. Does your business insurance offset these risks? Not sure? Contact Stewart Insurance to determine if your business is properly insured. Visit stewartinsurance.com or call 866-798-2827. Visit stewartinsurance.com or call 866-798-2827.
Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title would not be possible without our partner, Stewart Insurance. With a focus in real estate and a special focus on real estate brokers, Stewart Insurance creates insurance plans to address the risks facing our industry today. They invest a significant amount of time helping real estate broker owners offset and manage their risks. Here he is once again, John Bramlett with Stewart Insurance. John, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Here we are again. So much information today. It's amazing.
It was a fantastic show as always.
And now the insurance segment that everybody awaits far and wide, even in Tomball and Waller County.
Big ratings boost in Tomball and Waller County.
No doubt.
We come on. And Grimes is growing.
I forgot about Grimes. I knew it was there, but I forgot about it completely. In the meantime, last week you had several points that you brought forth, and then we didn't have enough time to cover them all. I don't know if that's where you want to go today or not, but...
Absolutely. So last week we talked about some key questions to determine how vulnerable your real estate firm might be when it comes to cybercrime. So there were 15 questions that we've come across that really help us determine the vulnerability that a potential client might have when it comes to cybercrime. And we got through 9 last week, so we're going to finish up this week.
So let's go.
Let's go. Just as a quick reminder of the ones that we did previously talk about, you know, do you use remote access? Is your team use remote access? Do you support, do you have partners that you support that have access to your data? Do you have service providers that you work with that have access to your data? Do you do an ongoing IT inventory? And if so, on a regular basis, do you also do a data inventory and do that on a regular basis? Are there protocols in place for network monitoring? Is your data encrypted when you send it and receive it? Do you update your software on a regular basis? And are your partners in place in case there is an incident where there would be a breach? Do you have a real estate attorney, a forensics company, et cetera, like that? So those were the ones that we covered last week.
Wow. Where do we go from there?
Well, the next one we would want to talk about is if you were to have a network interruption, do you have a backup plan? Is there a plan in place that you can continue to operate and run your business if there is a network interruption? So that would be the next question to ask. Does your company limit access to sensitive information to those that are authorized? And then if you have somebody that's left the firm, do you have a protocol in place so that they no longer have access to it? So, you know, who should have access to the sensitive data? How do you determine that? And then how do you manage it? And what do you do when somebody is to leave the firm? Do you train your employees on the proper use of email and the internet and social media, setting up strong passwords and other security measures? So is there ongoing training about, you know, social media is a great tool, but there are negative aspects to it. So understanding how cyber criminals might use social media to determine if a prospective company would be somebody they'd like to hack. So understanding, you know, how to set up an email address and how you're using the internet, how you're using social media. Do you have secure passwords? So, you know, having that kind of training in place, is that's a question that we're going to ask. Do your third-party service providers understand their responsibility in working with you? Do they understand their responsibility in how they access and utilize your information? Do they understand their responsibility in the types of protocols that they need to have in place when it comes to securing data? So that's always an important question. What do you do if something happens? Do you have a response plan in place? So it's not suddenly we were hacked, somebody came in and they got access to our client files, or they got access to our client data. Are we just now deciding, oh goodness, now what do we do? Or do you have a plan in place so that you can respond properly and minimize the potential damage that would occur? And then the last thing would be, you know, what are the resources you have to help recover? So do you have a plan in place in case it happens? And then what are the things you have in place to help you recover faster? So that would wrap up the 15 questions that we would ask to help determine, you know, what that cyber risk might be.
So many things to think about. It's amazing. And especially when we think about as being in the real estate professional, having our own, or broker, having our own protocols in place. Yeah, that's one thing. But then we have to also make sure those that we're dealing with in any kind of responsibility, vendors and so forth, that they too have the right kind of protocols that meet the level of business that we want to exceed expectations and be not just doing the right things, but doing the things to exceed the expectations, but making sure that we have several layers of protection by looking out for problems.
Well, and it's everybody's, really, it comes down to it's everybody's responsibility, that it's the responsibility of the owner of the business to make sure that they have a culture in place that does protect that data and recognizes how important that is. But it's also the responsibility of the member of their team, that they understand both the legal and the moral responsibilities we have about working with our clients and protecting their data. And it's the responsibility of the people we work with, our partners, that they understand that responsibility and they understand what can happen if something, if one of these bad actors gets into the system. So not only do they understand how to work with us, but also that they're doing their own efforts to protect their data, therefore that people aren't getting into their system and through their system getting into to yours.
And when we think about threats and bad actors and people hacking and trying to get through to us via email and things like that, they never rest. And not only that, the threat is, it's almost like if you're in a broker or considering this, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So as far as having protocols in place, it's sort of like, don't be surprised, just be ready to go. Ready to go. The quicker we can respond in the right manner, us and our team members, the better off we're going to be, because kind of sort of bound to happen. I hate to say it.
Well, unfortunately, but it is bound to happen. And it's a bit like just an addition to your, I'm sure most businesses have a continuity plan. So what do we, you know, living in this part of the world, what happens if a hurricane's coming into play? So for example, if we know that there's a hurricane in the Gulf, we have a group of folks on our team that leave Houston. And they'll go to a Stewart office in San Antonio or a Stewart office in Dallas.
That's right. I forgot.
Depending upon what the projection of the storm would be, so that we can continue to do business. This cyber program ought to be just part of your continuity business. So what do we do if business is interrupted, and how do we get back to business, and how do we protect our clients?
Fascinating. And the team at Stewart Insurance, you're always thinking and indeed have the proper protocols in place to help your clients all over the United States, certainly here in Houston, Texas.
Well, that's it. I mean, we really want to make sure that they understand, our clients understand what the risks are, whether it be for your home insurance and insuring things around your home to your real estate business. So understanding what those risks are, understanding what your tolerance is for the risks, understanding your overall situation, and then based upon that, we can help you build the proper insurance plan.
No doubt about it. And right now, again, you're helping people in the Houston area, outside of Houston. What are some of the things, as a result of the show here, you're on here every week, John, you're talking to people, and I think some of the things that you bring up are thought-provoking that people might not have thought about before if they're a real estate broker, or even when it comes to the home insurance. But what are some of the questions that you run into most often from people about, especially the cyber elements?
I think part of the cyber question is, I think sometimes there's an assumption that I'm small, so a cyber criminal's not going to go after me. I don't, you know, it's Bill and John Real Estate. And
so I'm safe.
It's just the two of us. Yeah. We've worked together forever. You know, we just do referrals. We just do a little bit on social media, so they really don't worry about us. But the opposite can be true. Yes, one big client could generate a significant amount of revenue for a cyber criminal, but it's going to take much more work. In many cases, there are groups of these cyber criminals, these bad actors, that will focus on the smaller businesses. I can hit a small business, and suddenly I've hit a bunch of them, and I've generated the revenue that I need to generate, so I want to. So revenue size where they say below this we're gonna touch it. And again, as we talked about last week, for small and mid-sized businesses, the damage could be somewhere north of $150,000. Well, you and I, Bill and John's Real Estate, if we had to pay out $150,000 in damages, we may not be in business anymore.
That's going to hurt.
Yes, it's going to hurt.
Well, John, before we close this segment, what else do you want people to know?
Well, if you would like to be properly insured, and all that simply means is we understand the risk you're willing to take on versus the risk you'd like to offset on the insurance company, that we can help you with that. And it can be your personal insurance, so your home, wind, auto, flood, investment property, motorcycle, watercraft, we can help you with that. And then on the business side, if you're a real estate broker, a realtor, a property management firm, a lender, or independent title and attorney agent, we can help you with your business insurance. So errors and omissions, cyber liability that we've been talking about the last 2 weeks, general liability, workers' compensation, commercial auto, we can help with that as well.
And what's the phone number, John?
866-798-2827. That's 866-798-2827. You can learn more about us at stewartinsurance.com or email us at stewardinsurance@stewart.com.
And if someone's in Waller County, what number should they call?
I would call the Waller hotline, which is 866-798-2827.
Thank you so much, John Bramlett with Stewart Insurance.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Here she is. I say it all the time, stay close to our business development people all around Houston and all around the United States. By the way, Stewart Title, we are an international company. In fact, traded on the stock exchange as STC. Business development people are there for you wherever you are, certainly in the United States. But here in Houston, Texas, we have about 15. I have Shelley Keller right here with me right now. Shelley, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Well, here you are. Let's tell people some of the things that you do as a business development officer at Stewart Title to help the real estate profession and the professionals that are all around your particular office.
We definitely try to match them up with the correct escrow officer. You want to match personalities to ensure that they're, while they're doing business together and doing that transaction, that they're talking to somebody that they can get along with, trust, and then also form a relationship with in the end, and hopefully have continual business with, whether it be from their first transaction all the way to their 1,000th transaction.
You also bring tremendous guests on the show, people like Quentin.
Correct.
How about that?
Isn't he great?
I want to get a new houses. Home now.
I know. They do wonderful work. I mean, vaulted ceilings, man. Classic finishes. He'll even put a little splash of color in there for you if you like to get wild.
Yeah, that sounds great. So let's tell people, regular listeners know your office, but let's tell people the office you serve.
So I market for the Woodlands and Willis Walker County market.
Sounds like so much is going on up there, too. It's crazy.
There is. I mean, the Woodlands is almost completely built out, so now it's pretty much all of the sales are resale. However, Willis and Walker County is seeing a ton of growth. I mean, and that's where Quentin really builds out at. So if you find those lots where you want a custom home, definitely reach out.
Shelley Keller, let's tell people how to reach you.
512-630-1196.
One more time.
512-630-1196.
Thank you so much, Shelley. And now, Becky Bohannon in our Tomball office. It's been a while, Becky, but welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, here you are doing tremendous work.
Yes.
You brought Sarah here today. I could hardly wait what happens next time you show up here at the show. But let's tell people, Tomball, Texas. It's pretty busy out there, isn't it?
We are busy. We are growing rapidly, but we still have that small feel to Tomball, which is absolutely amazing. You can't find that just anywhere. So I am very excited about Tomball. I love the growth.
And yeah, in fact, as we talk sometimes, Tomball, it's an area where there's extra land, where mm-hmm. there's acres, a half an acre, things like that. But there's also, it's one of those places that have a charm. There's even an Old Town Tomball, isn't
there? Yes, yes. Old Town Tomball. It's amazing. I actually live there myself. We've had so much fun renovating a house, but it has charm. It has nice little restaurants, neat little shops. I mean, it's just growing.
Old Town Tomball. Yes. That sounds like that'll be my next password next time I need one. And I'll put a one after it.
There
you know, sometimes
go,
you
right?
have to have a number, right?
Yep.
So in the meantime, but your office is legendary.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tell people who's the manager of the office there. She's
well,
incredible.
we have Jane Matthews. She is our branch manager, and she's one of our escrow officers, which she is absolutely amazing. And then we have two other closers, Julie Nolkamper and Lori Moser, both amazing as well. I just can't tell you how amazing our offices, and I would not say that if I didn't mean it. So,
and by the way, the last time you were here, I think Lori was with you.
Yeah,
now
she
that
was.
I think about, where is she today? Busy.
She's at the office closing.
Well, we say hi to Lori and yes. the whole team, Jane, and everybody there in Tomball. Let's tell people how they can reach you, because I know they want to bring you the real estate transaction
yes.
right over there.
Yes. So you can reach me at 713-591-3319. That is my personal cell number. And again, my cell number is 713-591-3319.
Sounds awesome. Thank
yeah.
you so much for
Thank
being
you so
with
much
us.
For having me.
Until next time. And now she is back, Leslie Lerner, Properties Trek Commissioner, and her new initiative, Learn More. Hey, Leslie, welcome back.
Thank you.
So here we are again. Super awesome. Isn't it the information that gets passed around here that we share with the listeners far and wide?
I think it's great. I've learned a lot today.
Yeah, I mean, so much. So in the meantime, let's remind people what else you want them to know about any of your businesses.
One thing I forgot to say is Leslie Lerner Properties is the home of flat fee listings and rebated commissions. So I do have a different commission or compensation structure than many of the firms, and it's all full service.
I like flat fee, flat like Houston, because there are no mountains anywhere around.
You're right.
That's easy to remember. Flat fee.
Flat fee.
So I think that's a great model for certain people in certain situations.
It is, and it is exactly the same as going anywhere else. It's all full service, and we hold your hand through the whole process.
And let's remind people, learn more. Again, the website is?
Learnmore, LERNMORE.AI, and Leslie Lerner Properties is LeslieLernerProperties.com.
It's going to be interesting to see how Learn More unfolds, because I think as you are already smiling, you know that has a tremendous amount of potential.
Sure hope so.
You're almost like the inventor of Velcro. I mean, when they first created Velcro, look at all the uses. Huh?
I wish.
It's just like that,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
And the phone number again is?
713-489-9900.
Thank you so much. Leslie Lerner, he's back. Quentin Barracks. Here he is. Hey, Quentin, so
yes.
Final thought. Man, I want to get one of your homes now. So do you even sell to radio hosts?
I do, for the right price.
There you go. Well, Quentin, before we close the show, I'm working my way. A couple more shows, I might be able to afford one of these beauties.
All right.
So in the meantime, before we close, Quentin, what else do you want people to know about your company?
That we are a fully, fully custom home building company. If you're ever, I always tell people, if you're ever looking for a sign to get out of the cookie cutter house or get out of the city or just change of pace, here's your sign. Give me a call and we'll take care of it.
That easy, right?
That easy.
Well, it sounds
easy
like you do make it easy. And it sounds like also you might even be an enjoyable company to work with as a bonus.
Yes, absolutely. I do take everything I do very personable. So very hands-on. I actually go shopping with all of our customers and we'll go pick out tile, floor samples, paint colors, all that stuff, just to make sure that it's your house, not my house, you know.
Super fun.
Super fun.
Quentin, let's tell people how they can reach you.
You reach us out on our Facebook page or at 936-697-0606.
Phone number again is?
936-697-0606.
Well, I hope to see one of your homes soon, Quentin. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
And now, here's Sarah. So, Sarah, how did it work out? Her company is Hometown Real Estate Group, but here it is, Sarah. You and I are closing the show down together.
We are.
That's unbelievable. Isn't it nice?
It is.
So in the meantime, before we close things down, Sarah Atterbury, what else should we know?
Well, just if y'all are looking to buy, sell, lease, invest, whether it's residential or commercial, give us a call and we'll help you get to what you need.
Give us a quick word. As far as the investors, that's intriguing. How many investors have you seen through the years where, let's say, someone starts, and maybe you haven't even, this is not the case, but someone starts and says, I want to buy one house, and they buy a house from you, and then they come back and say, hey, I like this investing, and then the repeat clients. Does that happen?
It has, actually. I've got one. He was my very first client when I got licensed, and I'm still helping him buy and sell properties.
That's awesome. Well, Sarah, let's tell people how they can reach you.
You can call me at 713-295-1675 or on my email at sarah@sarahsellstexas.com.
Well, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you all for listening to Real Estate Matters with Stuart Title. I am your host, Bill Napick, together with John Bramlett and all of us at Stuart Title and Stuart Insurance. We appreciate you listening. Please tell your friends, and you can simply go to stuart.com/radio. That's stuart.com/radio. That's right. You can see and hear all the shows right there, and we will see you next week. Thanks for listening.
In today's litigious society, it is imperative to have the proper insurance to offset the many risks facing your business, especially if you're a real estate broker. Your errors and omissions and cyber liability insurance can help limit the threat of these risks if you know what to look for. Not sure if your insurance addresses the risks facing your business? Contact Stewart Insurance to be confident your brokerage can withstand these risks. Stewart Insurance, 866-798-2827, stewartinsurance.com. That's stewartinsurance.com or call 866-798-2827.